Now, do you feel it's easier for a child or a teenager, if they are gay, to come out in this day and age?
Yeah, I think it's awesome that so many of these schools, like Rockford, East Kentwood, and East Grand Rapids, Comstock Park, so many schools have gay and lesbian support groups for the kids. And a lot of the universities here, like Grand Valley, has an amazing gay and lesbian center. And so I think it is getting a lot easier for the LGBT kids to to come out and to talk to different teachers or mentors or have support groups for each other. So yeah, I think it is getting lots better.
And what are some other things that parents may want to keep an eye out for their kids that may warrant them bringing them into a counselor that would be beneficial for the child as well as the household?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of people, especially girls, who are cutting themselves or burning themselves, hurting themselves. I think that's a huge red flag of concern.
What's the reason that they do that?
Well, people often say that they cut themselves because it makes the internal pain more manageable on the outside, or that also becomes like an addiction because they get like a high, they get a release.
Okay.
It's kind of like the endorphins that you get when you work out and you have pain from like lifting weights and things like
sure.
that. It's a similar feeling that they get. And then they have to burn themselves more or cut themselves more to get that same high. And so it actually does become like an addiction. But I think a lot of it is like internalized self-hatred, or they just don't know how to cope with their negative feelings that they're experiencing.
Now, I heard about some of those things, you know, more back, say, in the 90s. Are you seeing more of that today where people are doing
that? Yeah, I see a lot of an increase in it also. And I mean, when, in textbooks, you learn that it's a borderline female that does it. But now I'm seeing males who like repeatedly bash their heads against walls or punch themselves, things like that. They may not be as apt to cut themselves, but they're doing a lot of burning, things like that. And then and when they do it, it's even more severe. So I think when it gets to that point, you know, a child is pretty pretty upset and pretty unhappy.
So where is that being learned from? I mean, is it, you know, their friends are talking about it and a friend is doing it and then they decide to do it? Or are you, because of obviously we have access to pretty much everything in the world, we want people who are just seeking these things out on the internet and
right.
doing
yeah.
it themselves?
Yeah, there are websites that kind of glorify it, or at least everybody kind of commiserates together about it in a not quite healthy way, like writing poetry about it, things like that. And I think it does kind of spread like wildfire that people do talk about it amongst themselves. But then I also have cases where it is completely isolated, where they say that they're the only one. They don't know anybody else who does it. When I was growing up, I didn't know anybody who did that, and it never crossed my mind to ever. I don't like pain at all, so I'm not going to be doing anything like that.
Right.
But I'm not... It doesn't always come from peer influence, but it does seem like birds of a feather flock together.
Sure.
And a lot of girls that do it do kind of hang
right.
out together.
Right. Well, I know I remember seeing for a while there was a big buzz about sites that were related to eating disorders.
Right,
so these
yeah.
girls would go
It's very
there
similar to that, yeah.
And they would, you know, learn what to do, and they would, you know, kind of commiserate together.
Right.
And,
but now there's also very positive programs. Like there's a program where girls are supposed to write the word love on their arms, where they usually cut themselves or put a butterfly there.
Okay.
Or if you know that your friend is hurting in this way, then you go and you draw like a pretty butterfly on their arm, things like that.
Okay.
And then I have another girl that was telling me about how she goes on a website and it tells you to write positive self messages on there, like you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're a child of God, you're great, don't hurt yourself, people love you. So she writes that on there, and then she looks at that and it reminds her, and so she decides that day not to cut herself or hurt herself. Yeah.
Positive.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, on the other side, you do a lot of work with adults. What are some of the main reasons an adult may come see you?
Well, I do help a lot of adults with parenting issues, too. And then, of course, depression after a divorce or a death of their parent, or they may be a caregiver for their parent who has Alzheimer's or something like that. Different factors of depression or anger management, different things like that. And then I also work, of course, a lot with the LGBT community, especially people who come from a Christian background, but not necessarily. I work with atheists, agnostics, any kind of person that's struggling with their sexual identity.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about depression. It seems like, I mean, there's a lot more of that these days. What do you see some of the, you know, main root causes being?
Well, you know, Patch Adams came here for Laugh Fest last year, right, and he spoke about how he feels that Americans are depressed because they're so isolated, that even though we have all this technology and social media and everything, that one reason why that is rampant is because people are very lonely and isolated, and they may have come out of a marriage that didn't work, their children may have all grown up and moved away, or they go to work and they just come home and watch TV in their apartment by themselves. And that he was talking about how our culture, based on cultures he's seen around the world, that we're just so much more isolated and individualized than other places. And then he was also even talking about how basic nutrition can really help your mood, like that Americans don't drink enough water, and we eat all this processed food with chemicals, and cultures where they eat more nutritional food that just comes from the ground or the way God made it, and they drink enough water during the day, and they do things together, and they work together, and they have community, that those people are not as depressed as we are here.
Right, right. And for folks who want to get a hold of you to bring their kids in to see you, or for themselves, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, I have two websites, theclarkinstitute.com, theclarkinstitute.com, and then I have gaychristiantherapy.com, or you can just call my office at the Human Resource Associates in the Waters Building on Pearl in Ottawa, and that phone number is 616-458-0692.
This is Paul Jindrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Dr. Matthew Clark from the Clark Institute. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.